Vulnerable Democrat Representative Susan Wild believes economic crisis greatly exaggerated, great shape going into 2022. By Jacob Bliss on December 6, 2021. Vulnerable Democrat Representative Susan Wild, DPA, claimed the economic crisis is being greatly exaggerated and America is in really great shape going into 2022 during an appearance on television this past weekend. Wild was asked on Sunday, during an appearance on MSNBC, about a letter she signed onto last week with other vulnerable Democrats pushing for the Democrat leadership in the House to quickly pass legislation to address the ongoing supply chain problem that has been causing a spike in inflation. A Politico/Morning Consult poll claims 90% of registered voters are concerned about the economy and 87% are worried about inflation in the country. Wild claimed that the letter was to make sure the House continues to stay focused on economic issues that are so incredibly important to every American. She claimed that unemployment has plummeted, and the American employers that we were so worried about them having a workforce issue just a couple of months ago are now actually not filling as many jobs, or not reporting as many jobs open. She added that it's because the jobs are filling up, and Americans are spending more. Wild continued by saying it is important to keep the economic issues at the top of the list. And she thinks that the rumors of there being an economic demise are greatly exaggerated, noting that America is in really good shape going into 2022, which also happens to be the year of the midterm elections. However, the letter signed by Wild argued that Congress should act to help families across the country seeing higher prices and touted the passage of the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, which President Biden signed into law, and the $1.75 trillion Build Back Better Act, also known as the Democrats' Reconciliation Infrastructure Bill. Wild voted in favor of both of them. The letter appeared not to mention the $1.75 trillion bill that was widely considered to be the marquee legislation for Biden's legislative agenda, would indeed increase taxes on the middle class by roughly 20% to 30%, according to the nonpartisan Tax Policy Center, and expand and prolong the effects of inflation. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, also revealed that Biden's marquee legislation would add $750 billion to the American deficit over 5 years. Additionally, the jobs report for November showed numbers less than half of what was initially expected. The report showed an increase of 210,000 jobs versus the 573,000 initially expected by Wall Street. Susan Wild has her head buried in the sand as Pennsylvanians' paychecks are rapidly eaten away by inflation caused by Democrats' wasteful spending, said Congressional Leadership Fund Press Secretary Callie Perkins. If Susan Wild thinks families are exaggerating about the skyrocketing prices they are facing, then clearly she's so out of touch with the working class that she has no business representing them in Congress. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.